Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
First to the main business of the day. It's been a busy day politically, with much of the controversy surrounding the new controversial National Children's Hospital. It began this morning with claims from Sinn Féin that remedial work may be required on 11 operating theatres, they say, with possible overruns because of that, of tens of millions of euros, and also delays in completing the work as well. Take a listen to the exchanges in the Dáil this afternoon, starting with the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald.
11 theatres, not 11 rooms, not cloakrooms. They're operating theatres, 11 theatres. It's 50% of the theatre capacity of this state-of-the-art hospital. So did they or did they not fail validation in March? Can you answer that question if you know it? I find it extraordinary that you only became aware of these matters today. These matters were known to the board 12 months ago, more than 12 months ago. The independent experts are independent and expert. They were appointed by Children's Health Ireland, and they were very clear in May of 2022 and again in November that there were serious generic faults, not minor matters, not snagging list issues, major faults.
Meanwhile, that was Mary Lou MacDonald of Sinn Féin. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, responded, and this is what he had to say to the Sinn Féin leader.
You haven't told me your independent experts are. If you'll give me the copy of the report, I would welcome that. Like I say, this is something
this
that we've only heard about as a government today. So if you have this independent expert's report, I'd be happy to receive a copy so that we can verify whether the claims you're making here in the Dáil are true or not. And Deputy, there's no point in being facile about these things. An operating theatre is a room. In America, they call them ORs, operating rooms and emergency rooms. So let's be a bit grown up at these type of things.
Well, Louise Byrne is the political correspondent with the Irish Mirror and joins me now. Louise, you're very welcome to the programme. It was touchy for a little bit, but we'll see. I think off mic, David Cullinan of Sinn Féin said in response to that from the Taoiseach, this will come back to haunt you, he said. But it's prompted this today, a swift response from the Hospital Development Board. What have they said?
Yeah, they've put out quite a lengthy statement, it has to be said, this afternoon, and really refuting what Sinn Féin has suggested. They're saying that there's been no material change to the design of the new hospital. They were saying that if there is potential work to be carried out in those 11 operating theatres, that they will be minor work and it wouldn't be critical. They're also saying that they've been aware of these issues since May 2022 and it is being addressed.
Now, if they're aware, and this is a question as well, that the Development Board of the hospital are saying that they are aware, isn't that it, since May 22, which is over a year ago, but yet they say the work is minor. So I wonder why it hasn't been rectified yet. There's no, they haven't said anything in the statement in relation to that, have they?
Well, what they are saying is that the contractor, the main contractor on this BAM, is that they are actually out in breach of their contract and that they haven't provided a compliant programme of works to the National Paediatric Hospital Board. And that's been outstanding in since February 2023.
That's something that BAMA should say reject as well, isn't that right?
Exactly. So they're kind of turning it on them now as well a little bit. And I mean, the National Paediatric Hospital Board very much refuting suggestions that this will cost tens of millions of euro or that it would delay the project by 12 months. But I think it does remain to be seen why this issue has been known about for over a year, why it's only coming to light now. And I think more importantly, why the Taoiseach is only learning of it today on the front page of a national newspaper.
We'll have a political debate on that, all of that a little bit later on as well. But the news that I mentioned earlier as well, Louise, on body cams. The Green Party saying they have a win here in terms of the facial recognition technology element not going ahead with the body cams. Are they right here to claim a win?
I think they are for now. Like you said earlier, this is something that might be coming down the track. So Justice Minister Helen McEntee brought plans to Cabinet this morning, and that will allow for Gardaí to start procuring these body cams immediately. Now, what she did confirm is that this facial recognition technology, which has been highly controversial over the last number of weeks and months, actually, indeed, that won't be included in the body cams that are being procured now. However, the body cams will have the capability to introduce FRT at a later date, and she is going to legislate for that separately. Now, I think it's pretty fair to say that the Greens have gotten a win on this. This is exactly what they had called for. They had called for separate legislation on FRT. They said it was far too serious to rush through as part of the body cam legislation, and that it needed full Oireachtas scrutiny. And to be honest, that is what they're getting. So I think it's pretty safe for them to call a win for now. But I think what will be interesting is what happens when the Dáil returns after the summer recess and Minister McEntee comes with this new legislation under her arm.
Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Mirror. Thank you very much indeed for that.